Before we begin, a word of caution. The Rocky Horror Picture Show is an adult production which features adults using adult language, discussing adult topics, and finding themselves in adult situations. As such, this podcast episode will feature the same. But it is going to be a lot of fun.
From Lubbock Community Theater, this is Five Still Places.
Thank you, Five!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of LCT's Five Till Places. I am Jed.
I'm Daniel.
And you haven't been here in a while, so I'm happy about that.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not. Well, I mean, you were occupied.
I was in not that long ago because we did Play Goes Wrong.
Oh, yeah. I probably said the same thing.
It's only like 3 episodes ago.
Well, we've had a lot of technical difficulties, so we haven't had a lot of episodes since then. So, but we are here today to talk about LCT's third annual Rocky Horror Picture Show Shadowcast. And if you heard those noises came from some of the members of the Shadowcast, which we will introduce to you, starting to my left now.
I'm Deandra. I play one of the Transylvanians.
I'm Cass. I'm one of the Brads.
I'm Ryan. I'm an Eddie.
I'm TJ. I'm one of the Transylvanians.
I'm Princess Angelina Bobesca III. I'm Omar, and I'm an usherette.
I'm Joel, and I play one of the Rockies.
Hey, I'm Karen. I'm assistant directing this year.
Ooh. Nice character.
I'm Deja, and I am one of the usherettes.
Ooh. I'm Kayla, and I'm one of the Columbias.
Ooh. I'm Jill, and I am the director of the Shindig.
Yes. Yes.
And I know that we already said our names, but both Jed and I are actually in this as well.
Yes.
So I am Daniel, and I am one of the riffraffs.
And I am Jed, as you may have heard a moment ago. And I am one of the Dr. Scotts.
Oh, great Scott!
Great Scott!
This pleases me so much, too.
Who are you going to tell your story?
Okay, so the first year we wanted to do this, I had, like, not even 3 weeks to put the shadow cast together.
It was literally 21 days.
Yeah,
really?
21 days.
Really?
Yeah. And so, like, we didn't have auditions. So I just asked people. I was like, hey, can you do this, please?
You didn't ask me, I told you.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, Daniel was like, I am Riff Raff. And I was like, all right, cool. That's
okay,
great.
Well, you got your riffraff. I don't know who anybody else is.
Yeah, find everyone else. And so I was like, hey, Jed, will you be my Dr. Scott? And he was like, no. I don't really like Rocky Horror, and I don't really want to do this. I'm hugging you out.
Wow. Is it possible to use those words together?
I know. And I was like, okay, fine, whatever. So he auditioned this year, and I was like, oh, how the turns have tables.
Last year, for the second one, I was AD.
Mm-hmm.
And
little gold shorts.
I wore the little silver
onesie thing that
TJ's wearing.
Yeah. I wore these weird rainbow shorts from Jill's.
Oh, my holographic shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are fun.
What a look.
And I wasn't in it last year because I was sick.
Yeah.
And so, like, part of my goal of, like, when I went through all the stuff that I went through, I was like, you know what? I want to get healthy enough so that I can do it again this year.
And
so I was
back
excited
and better
to...
than ever.
Yeah, we actually, during...
Yes.
For the two absent friends part, so Charlie Schwederman was our original Eddie. We went out with a picture frame of him because we love you, Charlie. Charlie moved
also
to Pennsylvania.
Also a founding co-host of this podcast. Yep.
And then, you know, Daniel couldn't be in the show, so we walked out the pictures of Daniel and the pictures with Charlie. Daniel's in the fucking audience going,
I'm not dead!
A joke that I don't think the rest of the audience got.
No.
It wasn't for everybody.
Yeah. Yes. It was for us. That
the
one
girlies
was for
that
us.
Get it, get it. And the girlies that don't.
Exactly.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
They do not.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
What changed your mind to audition this time around?
I think it's being a part of the experience of watching people who love a thing love the thing.
Mm-hmm.
That has an effect on person and the bonding that happened with the cast we had last year, some of whom are returning this year, and some and we also have a lot of faces that are new.
I want to pick on him and call him a punk, but he's really sweet about it, so you're just like, it's
really
nice.
The only people that are in this one from the first year are me and Caleb.
Yeah.
And then from last year,
however, our spotlight from the first year.
Spotlight from the first year.
I was the spotlight because we had nothing that first year.
Yeah,
the theater needed a flashlight.
Yeah, the theater had really just opened. We didn't have a lot of lights. We still really don't have a lot of lights. Hey, people, donate to LCT.
Right.
So we get more. But Karen held a flashlight to be our spotlight.
That's beautiful. Yeah. That is really
And I did it last year as well.
Yeah.
That is
yep.
the definition.
If you want to come see some classic spotlighting, you need to
Carrots
come out.
Carrots has got it.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, there might be a surprise spotlight.
And look who's joined.
The star of the show.
Now that we've gone through and introduced ourselves.
And I helped.
But someone else has come in. Why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us who you are and who you play in this show.
Hi, my name is Caleb Cartwright, and I'm playing Frankenfurter.
They were making some tickety-tockities, and we also have...
Hi, I'm Dana, and I am one of the Columbias.
Hi,
yes.
I'm Ashley, I'm one of the Magentas.
Yes! Yes. Can we talk about the diversity of our cast?
No,
I think that's a really cool thing.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dana, our stage manager, said... last night, this show is proof that everybody is beautiful.
Every body type, every body shape.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Everybody is beautiful.
And everybody belongs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about that.
Yeah. Except for maybe Caleb. I'm kidding.
Everybody's sexy.
Everybody's sexy.
Everybody is sexy.
Yeah, it's kind of, sometimes you're looking around and say, it's
a lot of really sexy people in this show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Whenever we had our costume parade, I was like, oh my goodness. My goodness.
Yeah.
I love how people were surprised by my Transylvanian costume, considering my audition.
Well, no one was here for your audition.
I was also here, just outside the door.
Oh, no, we got to witness it. He stripped.
Yes.
Yep. All the way down.
Go ahead.
Go into further detail about that, Ryan.
Wait, before you do, I want to ask, what song did you sing?
Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Okay. Yeah. Fantastic.
I walked in a navy blue tracksuit, and they knew.
And then I hit
Dana with the shoe. So
yeah. He walks in and I was
your first show with
can
LCT?
We say,
it is my first show with LCT.
Can we say there was some
patience.
What would happen? What was under that tracksuit?
He walked in a tracksuit. I was like, something's up.
Oh, yeah.
Something's going to happen. Ryan did divulge later that he had to buy new tidy whities for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate the new.
Yeah.
That was...
I didn't have any old ones, so.
We also warn the listeners of the podcast.
Oh, there will already have been a.
Oh, you were gonna, okay. Yeah. Thank goodness, because
there's been a.
I was trying to mind my manners and my mouth for a second.
It's become a known thing that the Rocky Horror episode is.
Yeah.
Got the
18+.
We should talk about that for the show too.
Oh yes.
Yeah, our show is 18 and up this year. Yes. This is the first year we've had to do that. Thanks to the stupid Texas legislature and their dumb ideas. We have had to make this an 18 and up show. And
there will be people at the door checking your ID.
Bring your ID. If you don't bring it, we will turn you around.
Yeah.
This is also the first year we're going to have liquor.
Booze.
Yeah.
You all have rules. We're not allowed to be in the
trash. Yes,
there are rules.
Yeah, there are some rules.
Yeah.
Yes. You're not allowed to slur your words as you try to be on stage.
Oh, yeah.
We can't be performing drunk. We don't have any.
Yeah.
That doesn't really count.
Yeah.
No, it's a
I have a question.
Yes.
So, we literally have, it feels like we have 12 different casts because... the makeup is so different every single show. So it's literally 4 different shows. Like, you don't see the same show twice at all.
Right.
However, Caleb is the only one, as far as the shadow cast, who is lucky enough to play with everybody on the stage.
Yep.
And my question to Caleb and actually Transylvanians, how has it been kind of learning everybody's different style, because we have 2 Columbias and we have 2 Magentas and we have 2 Riffs. What do you think? How has that been?
I just gotta fly by the seat of my pants on every go.
I figured that out when I met him.
Well, now I've done this for 2 years now, so like, in order, you know, after a while, like, it can get kind of stagnant if you don't try to find different things to do.
Right. Oh yeah.
So what I like to do is just find some new bullshit to do for each time that I run it. Even like rehearsals and stuff, I try to keep it fresh just to
and
not get bored.
There are some new jokes this year.
Holy shit.
Oh my god!
That I'm really excited about.
Oh so, yes.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew it could be fresh again?
Oh my god. Right. Yeah,
but that's pretty amazing to me, honestly, because, like you said, that first year it was thrown together. So last year we had more time, and we put an effort into like making it bigger and making it more because we had so much more time. But then this year, like we came up with, there were so many great jokes and so many hilarious things that happened last year, and almost none of that has carried over because we have completely revamped it again this year.
Bringing new energy to it.
Yeah. And what's crazy to me is that some of those jokes are like 2 days old. Like some like this week we keep like
just,
there have been a bunch
just
of,
tonight I heard a new one and I was like, oh my goodness,
you're welcome.
I
haven't
heard that one.
It's like every time we do the show, it is not the same.
Oh no,
we'll
it's never the
this.
Same. No.
Ever.
Well, we were talking earlier about how It depends on where you're looking on the stage,
right.
too, Gosh. Because there's sometimes like stuff happening all over the place
in
the stands, and you, like, you'll miss a joke because you're looking at something else.
Yep.
I feel like the show is the definition of improv.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Well, I mean, that's why you should probably go see it more than once.
There's four shows. That's four tickets.
Yeah, last year we had some people who came to the 8 o'clock show and enjoyed it so much that they went back out and got a ticket for the late show and came back in.
There were a few.
That is fantastic. I'm saying, though,
don't count
on your ability to do that because tickets are going fast.
Oh, yeah.
You may walk up to get tickets and find that they're not available. So,
I just hope
get them online. Yeah,
I hope we have some repeats because
I know we have a couple.
If you know, you know, you're that couple.
Yeah,
if
we
you
know
who we're talking about.
Yeah,
that had been there the first show and we fell in love with them. Then they came back again. They had their date night that they met at a Rocky Horror show.
They come every.
And they've come every year.
Did the people? No, I think that's something else.
That's a different couple.
Okay, yeah.
He's like, wait,
didn't we pay for their tickets just so they would come back and do the call-outs?
Last year, they came to the Saturday show to the early, and I was like, hey, do you guys want to stay for the late show? And they were like, sure. And I was like, cool, I'll buy your tickets.
So
I went to go buy them. And our executive director was like, no, you're not. I'm comping them. Let them go.
So study. Yeah. That's what we're saying.
And the other thing is, like, I can go ahead and say this. Do not wait until the last minute to buy your tickets because we'll put you on the floor. We're just going to charge you four times as much.
And embarrass you four times as much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You also get stepped on.
Congratulations, you are now part of my show.
Julie, can I ask you what it's been like watching it evolve since the first time you've done it?
Oh, gosh.
So the first year we had a ton more set pieces than we do now.
Which is really crazy. The elevator that was built for that. Oh, my freaking God.
Oh, a throne and elevator. There was a motorcycle in the lobby.
Nice.
It was absolutely insane.
And a skeleton.
A coffin.
Oh, wow.
And then last year, I was like, we're not using anything like that. We're not using any set pieces.
Yeah,
we're going to use bodies.
Mm.
And so the movement director was like, how do you feel about making a human throne? And so we used a lot of bodies, and we had some people come back. I mean, Caleb, you know, can't leave, but that's a whole different story.
Every year we do this, and we're like, we're holding auditions for every part but Frank.
Right.
We already know who our Frank
is.
I'm like,
if somebody can beat him, bring it on.
Right.
But I've seen a couple come pretty close, but nobody's been able to beat Caleb's talent for this part yet. And I think part of Frankenfurter lives in his soul anyway.
And when all these people listening come and see it, they will know exactly.
They're
going to
understand.
It'll be obvious.
But it's been really bizarre. It's gone from us having way too much shit on the stage, to us using human bodies, to this year I took a poll and had everyone vote as to what we're going to use. And I'm not going to tell you what it is. You'll have to come see it.
So there are some set pieces, there are some human body pieces that are...
It is completely different, though. Yeah. And it's this is blown up. Like crazy.
We also didn't have like way more people audition this year than ever before.
Over 40.
That's been true of everything this year.
Yeah.
It's been record turnouts. But then when it translates to this for our shadow cast, like 40 some odd people coming out to audition, it was just
It was insane and it was really hard.
Oh, and I'm excited because which of the
sentences are you ever going to finish?
Yes,
you can do it.
Let me think. Which of the shows is VHS?
Friday night at 10:30.
Yes.
Friday at 10:30. See, there was a reason. There was a method to my madness.
Two shows every night, 8 p.m. every night, both nights. Two shows both nights, 8 p.m. and 10:30. And the cast will switch up. The cast who is doing the early show on Friday will be doing the late show on Saturday. That kind of thing.
That's the beauty, for the most part.
You will not see the same cast twice.
Oh, no.
Nope.
The 10:30 p.m. on Friday will be a special showing of the VHS.
I'm so excited.
Okay, I don't know what that means, though. Does that mean
it means we're going to play it off the tape.
Yeah, it's
we're playing off the videotape, like what we did with the Watch 3.
Oh, okay. I'm like... People say that, but I'm like, is there something different about the VHS?
It's just nostalgia. It's kitschy.
It's retro. Fantastic news. It's for people who've never got to experience
VHS.
Oh my gosh, are there 18 people who haven't had? There's people older than that. I'm 20 and I haven't. Sorry.
Do you know what a cassette tape is?
Like the one that you listen to music with.
How dare you not be
kind of familiar with media before.
Get out.
Stop. Leave. Right. Oh, my. The resident oldest person celebrating Rocky Horror, I take offense to that.
Guys, please. I'm sorry. Yes. I take it back.
Can you say why you take offense? How long have you been...
A lover of Rocky Horror.
Yeah, explain this
an
one.
An unconventionalist.
Well, you know, I'll just say it. I'm 51 years old, and you know, woohoo, go 50. And like Rocky Horror was huge in the 80s, and I was not allowed to see the movie before I knew the song. So my sisters, who are older, much, much, much older, would bring in the record, and we would play the record, and I knew all the songs. And as a 13-year-old or 12-year-old, singing some of these songs, I can't even imagine what I thought that they meant, you know?
No, my daughter is 12, and she's like, I want to come see Rocky Horror. Like, babe, no.
Whereas my parents were, I don't know how to say this without, but like I saw it when I was like 8.
Same.
My parents were like people who went to actual midnight showings, and you know when it was new. And so I knew the movie from the movie. So.
I mean, Rocky Horror was such a big no-no movie in my house when I was like a little girl.
Yeah.
Caleb, are you gonna embarrass yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I was 18 the first time I did. Played Frankenfurter, so
and the first time he'd ever seen the movie.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And that makes it even impressive because that's the year that we only had like 2.5 weeks to put it together.
Yeah.
Right. So he agreed to do it,
having never seen the movie, and fell right into the part.
When did you get thrown in?
I got put into it like 3 weeks before opening night.
21 days before opening, I came to you.
Yeah, that was the first day I watched it, the movie.
Yeah, I was like, hey, I need this specific energy, and it's an energy Caleb has.
And he has been our Frankenfurter.
And she was like, wait, is that like the guy in the corset? And I said, you're going to watch the movie.
Yeah.
The watch through was the first time.
The watch through your house was the first time I met Ken.
Aww.
We had a similar story last year where Cameron, who is reprising her role as one of our Janets this year.
Damn it.
She was one of our Janets last year. And she auditioned last year with Touch Me. And then had never seen the movie.
I pulled a fast one with her.
Yeah, when we watched, the first watch through that year was also her first time ever seeing the movie. And she's back in this year. Oh, and she is 10 times more wild than she was last year. Doing this show snapped something, like it flipped a switch in her brain.
It did. We were doing Chicago and I was like, hey, have you seen Rocky Horror? And she was like, no, what's that? And I was like, you should learn this one song called Touch It, Touch It, Touch It. And she was like, all right, cool. And I was like, come audition with it. And she did. And then we had the watch through and it was like, externally, she has this really great poker face. So I was like, oh God, what did I do? She's never going to watch. Internally, she was like, life changing. She loves Tim Curry. She loves the movie. It's one of her favorite things. Yeah. So like it, yeah, it's crazy how this show changes you.
Who else is it? Their first.
It's my first.
It is my first show.
First performance.
I hadn't seen it until like a couple hours before I auditioned. I was like, I better at least watch this thing before I go to audition.
Were you like, what the fuck is this?
I was like, okay.
Okay.
I feel like when you watch it by yourself, that's kind of your reaction. Like,
okay.
That's pretty much my dialogue,
the whole thing. Yeah.
It's almost, I mean, the sequel is just as weird.
There's a sequel?
Yeah, it's called Shock Treatment.
Yeah.
We'll get into that later.
So, Cass, it's your first time with LCT?
It is. It's my first audition was right after this.
Oh, you went right after?
Oh, yeah.
Right after the naked guy.
Yeah. Well, and Daniel and I auditioned right before you went in and stripped.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, isn't this lovely?
I felt overshadowed because I did not strip at all, even.
That was a great thing about auditioning for Dr. Scott was like I got to sit in a chair.
Well played, Jed.
Auditioned with a Brad song.
Yes,
you know,
he did.
I wanted Riff Raff. I was like, I'm gonna do this. Yeah, I was like the four shows song.
I actually wasn't gonna audition because I was out of town. And I texted Jill and I was like, hey, I really want to audition, but I'm out of town. She goes, send a video.
Yep.
Oh. That's it. Send a video.
She said, oh, well.
So I am out on the balcony just singing songs.
It was so pretty.
The background is so pretty. Good. And I realize I'm watching the video back, and I realize that there's sound, like, in the background. There was a whole family in the pool, and I lean over the ledge. I said, "Sorry, sorry."
Were you singing songs from the show, or were you singing?
No, I was singing Mean Girls, but I think it had a cuss word or two, and there was little kids in the pool. It's okay.
You don't know what those words mean.
It's okay.
It's fine.
They probably
don't. I think TJ was another one that you've never seen the show before.
It's first time doing this show. I've never seen the movie at all.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I've heard about people talking about it. I was like, man, I want to be in Rocky Horror. It sounds fun. And there's been multiple times, like, I would have to audition, but every time they had auditions, I was doing, like, another play. So, like, when they auditioned last year, I was doing She Kills Monsters, which was a good play and stuff like that. And this time, luckily, after we got done with Bonnie and Clyde and everything like that, I was like, I'm going to audition for Rocky Horror. So I came up here, I did for Rocky Horror and sung a song. And I was like, I don't know what to sing, but I'll sing something. And I don't know what to expect from this. And that's when Jill said, okay, listen, you're going to be doing this, this, this. People's going to be touching. Oh, okay, cool. Right. So like.
I want you to go through the. We had a ritual of questioning.
Do you have a problem with nudity? Do you have a problem with potential gayness?
Nope.
Do you have a problem with obscenity?
Nope.
Fuck every no. time.
Yeah. Yep.
That was one. Do you have a problem being touched?
Yeah. Yes.
And then Karen, you and Dana.
Being licked.
Touched, licked, humped.
All of the things. Yeah. And then it was, do you have a problem being touched on your body?
Or in your heart.
Fun story about that.
fun. So Daniel went in, did his audition, and he came out, and then I went in and did my audition. You asked those questions,
mm-hmm.
And you have.
English.
Hard. Yeah, you asked about, you know, being touched in your being touched, and I said something about being touched in my heart, and Dana was like, "That's what Daniel said."
Yeah. Speaking of that, though, should you be a little "Don't touch me"? We do have special labels.
Yes.
That you can't. So, like, you don't have to be afraid. Normally, in my house speech, I'm like, "Hey, dumbass, you paid for this shit. You're gonna get touched."
Yep.
But we do have labels for people who don't actually want to be touched. And this is the first time we've been super focused about doing that. Mm. So you can still enjoy the show, and we have a sticker that you could put on yourself, so that, you know, Caleb's not going to hump your leg.
We will protect
you. Otherwise, he will.
What did I tell you guys about him? What did I say? First rehearsal without Caleb. I was like, Caleb is a loose cannon.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You never know what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You never know whose leg he's going to hump.
Right. Exactly.
He has proven Joe correct.
That too.
Or
whose ass he's going to
ask
to be smart.
Whose idea was it for, like, the consent stickers? Because I love that idea.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wanted to make little tags that you could, that were like,
we were gonna do yellow.
Yeah, like a yellow card, which means "Don't touch me," and then,
which is a thing we actually pass around.
We do that around here.
Yeah,
yellow card.
I get yellow carded all the time.
Here,
yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I always get yellow carded. Sometimes, yeah, I've never been red carded, but yeah, they're always like, "Jill, change the subject." Okay. But then Dana bought these stickers because we've been talking about it, and I was gonna, you know, make a tag that you could just wear.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something that's gonna be a little easier to work with. I've had a few people that have wanted to come see the show, and they're like, "But I don't want people to touch me."
Yeah.
And I understand that. Sometimes you just don't want people in your bubble. And you want to enjoy the show. So that was one thing that was really important, to make sure that people do have the ability to say, "Please don't touch me. Mm-hmm. I just want to watch."
Yep.
So.
Did you see what it is? What the stickers are?
Oh, it's just, it is like a label.
Mm.
They're pink, green, orange, and yellow, I think. And you just slap it on. So, I mean, like, I'm going to try and get people to put them like here or the shoulder.
Yeah, pretty good.
Shoulder.
Very, somewhere very visible.
Yeah.
So,
forehead if you had to.
The, changing the subject, the participation bags are back. So I'm excited.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, say, we've got, we'll say that general admission is $15, but $25 will get you admission with participation bag, which is full of props.
I highly recommend you buy it with your ticket, because we only have a limited amount, and when they're gone, they're gone.
Yep.
I was asked if people need to bring toast.
No. We don't want any food-related items thrown in the theater. We also, allegedly, because I got in trouble last year, no glitter or confetti, Karen.
Why? It was like four shows later, and you were still finding confetti.
Four shows, sir. It was years. It was years.
We were literally finding confetti the last time we swept the floor.
The last time we had to go under the risers. Jed was there.
Yeah.
Beth was there. There were cock rings. And a loot packet still and glitter beyond belief.
Yeah.
That's not my
The last time that we moved the risers was for the play That Goes Wrong, which was the last main stage show before this one.
We're talking just September,
stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
That was crazy. It was crazy. Yeah. Crazy. So I banned it last year.
Yeah.
And I banned it after the show last year because it was so insane. And so there will be no glitter.
Yes.
Even though...
It's fine.
Where is your sense of wonder?
Well, I wonder why the hell we let her do it.
It did
sound good at the time, but...
Well, I remember she got, like, the big kind because she thought that would be better.
It was not better.
And in some ways worse, because the bigger ones suction
to
the theater floor. It's almost like you
have
to...
paint over
them.
The industrial sweeper's like, fuck these, I'm done.
Yes, you can't... You can't sweep it up, you can't suck it up.
Sorry, that was really funny. I mean, I try. Yeah. You're not. I suck all kinds of things, and I try.
I think the moral of that story is don't let Jill hold LCT's credit card and buy things with the budget for the show.
Well, we learned that.
Let that on. What is that? From your mouth to God's ears.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they say?
I mean, you know, we throw things. We've thrown condoms. We've thrown lube. We've thrown candy cock rings.
I was going to say the sweet tart cock rings from last year.
I can't find them anymore. I was so sad.
But we do have concessions this year. And we encourage people to buy drinks so they can make a
drink
toast.
And be merry. Yeah.
We want to make a toast. Yes. You know, during the show.
We'll be having the engagement rings that Janet has.
Oh, for Janet's engagement.
Yes. And the usherettes will be selling Jello shots as well.
Can they sell them to the cast too?
I believe so.
Yes.
Can we just get them?
No.
It's paid for play.
Cute.
As Jill mentioned earlier, there is a rule about us not being completely plastered while we're performing the show. So
performing the show, I don't perform.
Yeah. Neither do I.
Yeah, sorry about y'all.
They do give me a microphone to do a house speech, but you know.
I do love that Rocky Horror is our fundraiser. Like,
yeah,
I think it is so amazing that LCT. I mean, who picks Rocky Horror as a fundraiser?
Man.
Like, how awesome is that? I just think it's so fun.
We knew that there were
people
who wanted it,
right?
And it wasn't really happening.
I tried
so we
for
were like,
years
yeah,
before
right.
you even got here.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, Heather, let's do Rocky Horror. Oh, I don't know. And then finally, 3 years ago, hey.
Well, I think it was because one of the main stage plays got canceled because the director dropped out.
Yeah.
So we had 3 weeks. We were like, well, we should find something to do with that weekend because we don't want to just waste that time.
We're like, okay, fine.
So we got 21 days. What can we do?
And then it was really successful. It was like, well, all right, I'm doing this again next year.
And me directing it was a complete fluke. I just happened to walk into Heather's office and word vomit all the stuff I knew about Rocky Horror.
Yeah.
And she was like, cool, sounds like you want to direct this, eh? I was like,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
And this is gonna be my last year directing for a little bit. I'm gonna take a little break.
Hopefully we'll
be able to support Karen next year as she steps in to direct.
Yeah.
Okay. I just like
we'll
gotta keep it fresh and new and fun.
Yeah.
And
y'all better
so,
be here for me. I don't want to hear this. Well, if Jill's not coming back, then
I'll be here.
She wants to maybe try out.
Yeah, I
want to
audition
and be a part of it.
But Karen gets to be the HBIC for this one.
The
GSBC. Excited. Head bitch in charge.
Yeah,
HBIC.
Head bitch in charge.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you think it was?
I just said bitch. I did not.
But yeah.
I don't listen.
Well, I've had a lot of fun. It's my first time, so I don't imagine.
Oh, yeah, same
awesome.
Here.
Yeah.
Real fun.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'd love to come
You know,
back.
Going back to the diversity part, not only is it, visually diverse, but I love the fact that every show we seem to bring new people that have never even heard of LCT, or we bring people back like, oh, I did a show 4 years ago or five years ago.
Yeah.
We've done that a few times.
Well, didn't that happen with like Wyatt last year, Jill?
Oh my God, freaking Wyatt. Wyatt, I love you. I assistant directed Wyatt in Legally Blonde Jr.
When he was a teenager.
I want to be Brad or Frankenfurter. And I was like, you're four. What are you doing? And he's like, I can legally drink, ma'am. And I'm like, no, you can sit down.
Right.
You are far too young.
You stopped at 14. That's
yeah.
I remember.
I was like, you make me feel very old. Right. Thank you. He came back. Christina, one of our Transylvanian usher, whatever. Christina is back. The last show she did was Miss Firecracker Contest.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was 2000.
Something or another?
19? 2019.
Wow.
So we're glad to have her back too.
Wow.
And we're glad to have all you new people too.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that, so many times when you go see a musical or a play, there is, you follow the rules and and there's certain things, there's
that.
Expectations of
there are
going to
rules
a musical.
Here?
Right,
yeah.
No, there's not. That's
the, not for
that's,
Rocky Horror.
Yeah.
No.
That's
no.
the thing.
Oh, okay.
That I'm seeing people let loose and have fun.
Yeah.
That I think that is the beauty of Rocky Horror. Who knew? Yeah. When they made this musical, that it would be this cult classic that, everybody comes and just
Well, because
it's a party.
When the movie came out, it was a bomb.
Flop, yeah. Right.
Yeah. But now it holds the record for the longest run in movie theaters because it still has not closed.
Right. Right.
Like, yeah. Since it was initially released in theaters,
right.
It has not left theaters.
Right.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Well, yeah. It's super cool too. I know we talk about diversity. You know, Richard O'Brien is non-binary.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that is really important to me with doing the show is to have all gender identities. Mm-hmm. And, you know, anybody can be anything in this show.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, my dream is to be Eddie. I think that would be super fun.
I think you'd
be a good Eddie.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Do you want to borrow my tricycle again?
Oh, yeah. Both of you to assume I'm coordinated enough to drive that. But, like, I love the idea of having, you know, all the diversity and having all gender expressions involved in the show as well.
Ooh.
Big deal for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Going back to, like, the earlier point about people kind of, like, coming from having done the show before and things like that, or like, you know, people just letting loose. Like, my favorite part about doing this show each year is finding people who are very reserved and then breaking absolutely it. Destroying the shell around them. And like,
you do it
and
every
also,
year.
And also just like, I don't know, now like I'm like Daniel and I mean, we're the only people from the original cast. So, so like, I don't know, for me now, it's kind of like a mentor thing.
And oh my god.
It's fun. Like,
that is horrifying to think of.
it's so
Caleb
fun.
Is leading the charge. This is not
He's being so sweet. And I'm like, Caleb's a mentor. Oh my gosh. That's
he's
crazy.
Taking a fatherly role to us.
Yes.
One thing I really enjoy about this year is, so the first year, we only had one cast.
Yep.
Right.
So, but last year y'all double casted, and this year it's double cast
with understudies.
So it's a lot of fun because I, you know, half the shows I get to be riffraff, but half the shows I get to wear those little tiny shorts.
Oh yeah,
and of course,
fun for us too, Daniel.
It is so fun.
Daniel's legs?
But being a Transylvanian and getting to like watch the other show is so much fun.
It is.
Too.
It is.
I feel kind of bad for you because you don't ever get to eat.
Yeah,
that's
girl.
So.
Who cares?
It's a lot of like physical work, but I'm so grateful that I get to do all the shows. You know,
it's Caleb's so alive doing the show. It cracks me up.
Like in Bonnie and Clyde, somebody asked me what my dream role was, and I was like, Frankenfurter in a shadow cast.
Well, even with Bonnie and Clyde, I remember we were working on your character, and you were like, I am so scared that I'm gonna Frankenfurterfy.
Could you imagine that?
Don't worry, you didn't.
But I was like, who cares? Be true to what you're working on. And I think like being Frankenfurter has helped you to become a better actor because you've allowed yourself to do these things.
Mm. So, I mean, cool. Frankenfurter did make an appearance during Bonnie and Clyde rehearsal.
Think Cameron made him wear
it. They all came out.
Oh, was that pickup tech?
It was our stumble through.
Oh, gosh.
It was our stumble through, and Frankenfurter did come out with the boots and the corset.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
And the Tommy gun.
And the Tommy gun.
And we're using the car from Bonnie and Clyde.
We are using
the car.
Yeah.
We are.
Oh,
look at us.
No, I'll cut that out. Never mind.
We talked about earlier, we're not talking about
that. Oh, that's okay. You don't have to cut that one out. That's okay.
Okay.
The rest of it, though, we won't discuss.
All right.
You have to come see the show. Yeah, we're using the car from Bonnie and Clyde. It's a pretty color. And I like
pretty
it.
Cool,
I would like to add, too, I kind of discovered one of the reasons that Caleb might have so much energy is, number one, today's his birthday.
Happy birthday, Caleb!
And so at rehearsals tonight,
I would hate for him to like hurt himself on a birthday cake, though.
Right. I mean, I'd hate for him to catch his hair on fire on a birthday cake. That's
what happened.
No kidding. So we watched Caleb get a cake and devour.
He ate the whole
the
thing.
The entire cake
with his hands.
With his hands.
During
nothing else. During the show.
It was an ice cream cake.
So I couldn't feel my fingers after the fifth bite.
Because I heard you saying that, and I did not understand why. Like, wow.
Okay, I didn't know. So I bought two.
He said the show must go on, and he meant it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was like, sitting there. He was in the kitchen, like, getting his hands into the hot water, like, oh, God, bring this back. And then me's like, oh, gotta get out there. And
I was like, oh, yeah, this will be plenty to share with everybody.
No.
He ate that whole thing himself.
Yep, sure
yeah.
And it's okay. We love how feral you are.
It's his prerogative.
That is 100%. It's your birthday cake. You can,
I loved it. I loved watching, and we only had to clean up the stage a few times because yep. there was...
Thanks, Kayla. Thanks, Kayla.
Okay, so I know that we've done stuff with the silhouettes and the shadows before, but man, there's so much.
This is truly a shadow cast.
It's real
Some of that is
whatever do you mean? I don't know. Buy the ticket. What?
Oh, yeah. What do you mean?
And buy the tickets soon because...
Because they're going to sell out.
Shadow cast.
Light bulb.
Oh, my gosh. Thank God Caleb's pretty.
Oh
didn't
my
you say God! We only have like 30 seats left
for opening night. Yeah, for show. Yep.
Get those tickets now. I do have a question for our Rocky.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Rocky, quiet baby. Okay.
I'm
ready.
Do you have whenever you get into Rocky, is it your alter ego that comes on, or
is it really you?
I mean, I don't know. I've never really. Okay. I mean, I have explored the side. Yes. But it's just Rocky is just someone that's like very fragile but strong. You know what I mean? So he has like this mentality of like of still like a baby, but still like he comes off as a strong
pretty
persona.
Sexy baby, baby, yes.
Pretty sexy baby, strong baby, baby around there. Yeah. So that's what I'm kind of like pursuing a little
man,
bit.
Man, for like anybody who's stuff. Listening to this who somehow hasn't ever seen this movie, that like, sounds so
horrible.
Oh, yeah,
no,
it's
like a sexy
man baby. I don't think that really hits on the weirdness of this show. I love it.
I know.
It's so
the tip.
Yeah. It's just the tip.
I do want to say, too, though, but Joel here is a Rocky virgin too.
Was.
He's never seen it. Was. He agreed to be Rocky.
Was.
Yes. Obvious.
And he's having to work with me.
I know. God. No, but like you're so precious as Rocky. It makes
I
me smile every
you.
Time
when
you
when you
laugh.
Yeah.
When Eddie comes in and flips you off, and then you're like,
it's just like you just have like such a little innocent, but then like dumb look on your face. You're like,
oh,
like that thought. Like there's no thought.
It is. The perfect Rocky look.
Oh my God,
but he's sweet, but he is sexy.
Oh yeah,
this Rocky is sexy.
Big and sweet. Dumb.
Exactly.
Both of our Rockies are so hot.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my
God. Seriously.
That, I have to say, holy shinoli. I'm not going to out you, Joel.
Thank you so much.
Okay, maybe I will. You can choose to keep this in or not. Every time, Joel, we love you, but every time our other Rocky, who will remain nameless at this moment,
whatever,
you'll hear why. I swear, Jill is drooling a little bit as she as she is watching this person
She's
run around.
Hot.
She is so
hot.
I just want to say, the other Rocky who shall not be named, I have enjoyed watching Jill. Enjoy that performance.
I listen. You hardly ever catch me
little
losing
it's like
my composure and being and enjoying things like that. And Karen has called me out every fucking time.
Yeah,
she's like, "Could you please stop drooling?" I'm like, "Shut up."
She's like, "I'm like over that. Here, over here. We're having a conversation." She's like, "Hold on." And she's watching.
I'm like, Karen, you told me to make sure I watch the show. What's the problem?
Yeah, not one particular person, the entire show. That's not the objective. So.
I want to give a special shout out to my jacket.
Riff-raff
jacket.
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from, but man, I love that riff-raff jacket.
Daniel, I love you in I love both your outfits.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm here for both of them.
Yes. I am too.
I mean, holy cow. Sure.
The only problem I have with it is that vest is like built into the jacket. It's all one piece. And I keep forgetting that. And so I'm like, where's my shirt? No, I don't have a shirt.
I'm half naked.
But I have to be very careful because like if I sit wrong, those buttons just pop.
I feel like you should have worn that for the play that goes wrong. And made a butler like that.
That's
funny. Oh, yeah.
Sexy butler. Sexy butler.
So hi, I'm Riff Raff, sexy butler.
I did send a picture of Daniel in his Riff Raff outfit to his wife.
Ooh.
And I was like, do you want me to send this home? And she was like, he looks good. I got
you.
Yeah,
he does. Fantastic. Yeah, he does. His jeans and t-shirts ain't cutting it now. Now that she's seen you in fishnets.
Time to level up.
Yep. The fishnets, I feel like, they just do something.
Fishnets work on all
my really conversation like, about that. So,
yes. We did. Yeah. We were talking about the other day how fishnets just make
legs. There's something.
There's something about the math of the way the curves are accentuated or something.
Yeah. Yep.
I would like to mention, too, that Jed is still wearing his heels.
And
Oh, and the fishnet.
Oh, my gosh.
Daniel still has his fishnet.
We still got a Frank boot on.
This is not the first time in my life that I have worn heels, but it is very definitely the first time I've ever worn fishnets.
Ooh.
And they are a pain in the ass to get on.
Especially the kind you have, because he's got the ones with the
little garters.
But once you get them on, like,
not so bad.
You never want to take them off.
I was surprised, like, walking around is like, I am not wearing much. But it doesn't feel that way.
No.
I got the heels and the fishnets on, and I couldn't wait to do the Dr. Scott scene at the end.
I need to show everybody this.
Yeah. I'm really happy about this. So.
The only thing is that the fishnets are getting caught on.
Oh, man.
Yeah. There's so many sequins in this
show.
There's
so many tears.
The combination of sequins and
fishnets, it just does not work.
I ripped mine before I even got them on.
Was it tonight? Somebody's button got
caught?
Connected?
Oh, yeah. That was precarious.
It was Ellie's.
Ellie and Kayla.
Ellie's fishnet got caught in one of Kayla's buttons. Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right on my butt.
So it was
and
a
when,
very
like, my
precarious
pot started singing, I was still gonna stay still because Kayla was trying to undo it. So I just started singing with my butt out.
I did not successfully untangle it. I just ripped that shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, what happened?
Sometimes accidents happen on purpose.
Yeah. Did anybody feel as they were becoming their character? Kind of in their heart, they're changing a little bit of being able to show your body.
Yes.
On a regular day, you might not be like, I can totally wear this, but taking on that character, you're like, oh yeah.
What's funny, so I had that one silver shirt that I was wearing that was less revealing, but was weirdly boxy, and maybe I didn't like the way it like looked on me. Mm-hmm. And then I put a corset on, which was way more revealing, and I was like, all right, I'll go with this.
Corset it is!
Well, and I think a lot of times here working on the show, like, even when I come in and host, I take on a completely different person.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you most of you don't even know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So you'll just have to see, but like, I come in,
right.
You know, it completely changes you, and like the confidence showing off parts of your body,
right?
It has to be there.
I will say this is my first show ever, and everyone in here see me in my underwear.
Yes,
so.
Right.
Yes.
We love that for you.
You know,
your first, can I first even show, not just like with LCT?
My first show since 2014, if you'd believe it.
Wow.
Yeah. I was in White Christmas.
Oh, okay. Well, wow.
You
would have
been
like
a baby.
I was freshly 18.
Oh, that's what he said.
Yeah.
So, yes, we've all seen you in your underwear, even when we've asked you to put on your pants. And you're
sorry,
like, nope, not doing it. I'm going to just be in my underwear.
This is,
that's
know,
my time.
I will say, though, that going back to the, we were talking about, like, how the costumes, you know, change you and everything like that. Me being, just saying, a heavy set person, it's not really heavy set, but, you know, kind of, you know, and it's like, for most people, yeah, it's like, man, I don't know, you know how I look at this stuff like that. But like when I tried on that deal that Jaden wore in the last one,
yeah.
I had tried it on. I was like, okay, I like this. I like it. So like we started putting some stuff together. I even bought a few things for my house and stuff for that. When I was like, dang, I look pretty good. Like for a while, I was like, man, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to find anything for myself. And we put it together. I'm just like. Man, it feels good, you know.
I don't know why.
Wearing my clothes. That's the
thing.
My corset
is yours. I have quite a bit of your.
Yeah, you're not getting a ton of my stuff.
I'm keeping it.
Caleb's wearing. Actually, Caleb is wearing the corset that I wore the first time I went and saw Rocky Horror Shadow Cast when I was in college.
Sentiment.
Caleb also wears my robe. Omar wears one of my red things. Yeah, you guys are wearing a lot of my
clothes. Like we rated
it's like it's the fact that whenever we were looking for costumes, we were like, what if we can't find anything? Go to Jill's.
Yeah.
Jill's closet.
She showed up at one of the rehearsals with this big box, and she's like, here, Casey.
Man, we're just going to put awesome. All this stuff in the box for next year. Y'all can't look in my closet because
I bring it again.
Okay.
Yeah. The first year we did this, I was at our old house and I was like washing. Everyone wore my garter belts. And so like my mom came to visit right after and I was washing them and I was air drying everything. And she's like, so what's the situation here? And I was like, we just did Rocky Horror. And she's like, uh-huh, all these are yours? There's probably... I don't know, 10 garter belts.
Right.
Yeah, mom's like,
a lot
so.
Of weddings last month,
right, well, yeah. Wedding season.
She's like, so, wow, that's a lot. What are you doing? And I was like, Rocky Horror.
I will say, wearing a lot of your wardrobe,
uh-huh.
I have a newfound love for you because we have a lot of similar tastes.
Yes! That's awesome.
Borrowing
that makes me
this
really happy.
Borrowing this. Yeah, that does bring me back to that very first. The very first year, and Daniel, you kind of said something about it, and the house that you lived in before could handle the fact that there were six of us, if I recall.
Yeah.
Sitting in there watching, you know, because we were doing the callbacks, and, you know, that year, nobody knew them. I think I knew them. I brought my sister, Kelly.
Yeah,
I knew them. And a few other...
I was there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you didn't, you know, you were you didn't know, and Daniel was there, and you were there, and you were there.
Okay, Dorothy,
Lauren,
get on with
right,
the story.
And Lauren and Josh were there, and we just kind of, you know, did this little bit thing. You had to buy a new house because of the Rocky house. Because we could not have fit any more in your house.
Oh, this year we didn't even get to do it.
We couldn't do it at my house.
We had to use
the theater this year.
Yeah, because we had 40 plus people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And not just people. Y'all need to come out and see our special guest star.
Special guest star.
You'll have to come and see to find out who that special guest star
is.
Yes. Steals the show every
time. Possibly steals the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
On that note, so we are coming up on an hour, so. We're
oh my God.
Wow. Yeah,
it's almost tomorrow.
So.
What are the dates? 21st.
So, this Friday and Saturday, if you're listening to this as it comes out.
Which is probably today, right?
Yeah. October 20th and 21st. Mm-hmm. We've got two shows every night, 8 p.m., 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
The late show on Friday is special because it is a showing of the VHS edition. It's fun, nostalgic.
Yeah.
If all of this has not enticed you to buy a ticket, then I assume that
you just
are joyless and sad.
The idea that they would listen to this whole thing and then be like, nah.
Yeah, nah, yeah. Not for me.
Yeah.
You didn't sell that ticket to me.
I've seen it.
All right. I mean, but I'll reiterate, we say this every podcast, and Lubbock, I feel like you're getting a little bit better about this, but there's still a long way to go. Don't wait until the last minute to come up and get a ticket at the window because they may not be there.
Oh, they'll be there, but we'll charge you four times the price and you're going to have crappy seats.
Yeah. Yep. The crappy seats may be gone at the rate that they're going now.
That's true. Oh, yeah.
We can only sell so many crappy seats.
You're going to have to sit under the risers. There may be some lube down there. Have fun.
By the way, you can't see under the risers.
Right.
So just
heads up.
But yeah, get tickets. LubbockCommunityTheater.org. It's right there on the front page. We also got links on our Facebook
Just do it. Be there or be square.
Well, exactly.
Bring your friends.
Be there or be somewhere much less enjoyable and fun.
Yeah. And with a lot more clothing.
Yeah, with a lot more clothing.
Boo. Yeah.
Boo.
Boo. Because if you miss this, you gotta wait until next October.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll be here.
That's a whole year.
Yeah.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
good math.
So do that.
Kudos.
And until then, we will say thank you to everyone for listening. Thank you for everyone who's already bought your Rocky Horror tickets and is already prepped and ready to come. And thank you to my co-host. Shut up.
He's prepped and ready.
I'm sitting there like trying to show up, and then I hear Beavis and Butthead over there. But yes, thank you everyone. Thank you for listening. Thank you my co-hosts and my guests, my friends, my castmates.
Yay!
We're friends.
Yes.
Yay!
Until then, until next time. This has been Five Till Places.
Thank you, Five.
Places is a production of Lubbock Community Theater. Be sure to follow us on social media for all the latest news and updates surrounding our projects and the goings-on at LCT. Our theme music is Pizza and Video Games by Bonus Points. A link to that artist and their music can be found in the show notes. Look them up, give them some support. Thanks for being with us this week, and as always, thank you for supporting live theater in the Lubbock, Texas area and beyond.